Hello there, respective viewers. So thank you for coming to my channel. I'm George from Ireland. Anyway, so I thought, as it is the season of goodwill, how apposite that Meghan and Harry should have gone completely against the season of goodwill by launching more caustic attacks on their family, by publicly criticising people, by washing dirty linen in public again, a time when you're meant to show forbearance, to stretch out the olive branch and so forth, and be kind to people, make an extra effort to go out of your way to be nice, and view even perfect strangers as fellow passengers to the grave, as Charles Dickens said. But anyway, they chose Yuletide as a time to launch yet another broadside against the royal house. Mm-hmm. So they think that they've suffered grievously. They think the British royal family is terrible, and they don't want the media to show their children, Meghan and Harry, which is why they're showing their children to the media. I mean, the hypocrisy is just nauseating. These two are rebarbative. So, and then they have the nerve to think that the British royal family ought to be publicly apologising to them. And it's been published in numerous media outlets and not disputed by Meghan and Harry's very assiduous PR team, who'd savage anyone who published anything that Meghan and Harry find disobliging. and then it contrasts with Lady Susan Hussey, who was rather tactless, repeatedly asking Ngozi Fulani, who runs Sister Space, this charity, where are you really from? But anyway, you know, Miss Fulani was magnanimous. She forgave Lady Hussey for, you know, being tone deaf. And they've reconciled, and that's wonderful. That's all about. They've moved forward. They've healed the hurt. I mean, got to make allowance to the fact that Lady Hussey is 83, and she grew up in an attitudinally very different time, and the things which are great on the ear these days didn't necessarily in her youth. So she's not really au fait with the latest sensitivity. But, you know, Meghan and Harry know exactly what they're doing. These two, they're all about nursing a grudge, about a grievance, about picking a wound, never letting it heal, keeping it open. So let's go over some of the despicable things that they've done. You know, they said they respected the Queen. They said they respected Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip. And remember, it was in March 2021, when Meghan and Harry were aware that Prince Philip was dying in hospital, that they chose to go on Oprah and say every hurtful thing they could possibly say, everything they possibly could to damage the royal family, to trash the royal family, to accuse them of racism and so on, which, as we know, is like the third rail these days. You really don't want to be accused of that. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they know that this would grieve Prince Philip when he was dying, and indeed he died only about 6 weeks later, possibly died of a broken heart. To think that his grandson really had no sense of filial piety and would publicly badmouth the family in the most harmful way possible. I mean, in his concerted effort to destroy the royal family, whilst still having the audacity to claim that he wanted to support the Queen and respected the Queen, and it would have caused her great grief when she was preparing for bereavement, preparing for the death of her husband. Anyway, Prince Harry said that he's really chip off the old block when it comes to the Duke of Edinburgh. Well, I don't think so. The Duke of Edinburgh was known for his wicked sense of humour, but he didn't like oversensitivity. He didn't like people being a snowflake in modern parlance. But surely a Prince Philip, who was actuated by a sense of duty, would not like someone going on television to say every damaging thing he could possibly imagine about his family. And Prince Harry, actually, he's lost his smile. He used to have a sense of humour. He used to be the playful one. He used to be a bit mischievous, maybe a bit of a hothead. But, you know, he's lost his smile. My God. And then he certainly can't take a joke about himself. Anyway, so in their documentary that Harry and Meghan recently released, they had some so-called expert saying how the Commonwealth is simply the empire under a new guise. Well, what bull that is. You can leave the Commonwealth any time. Some countries have left, some have left and come back, like Pakistan. So the United Kingdom certainly does not control it. And if it is the empire, isn't it telling that virtually all the former colonies have chosen to remain within it? Anyway, Elizabeth II saw this as her project. There's goodwill, there's a charity mission and so on, and people mingle. on an equal basis. It's pointed out that, you know, she danced with President Kwame Nkrumah of the Ghana, then called the Gold Coast in 1961, something which would have got Kwame Nkrumah lynched in much of the United States at the time. So it's been really fantastic to have people mingling, show that miscegenation is actually something to be celebrated, not opposed. So Meghan and Harry, what else have they done? So they've done everything they can to wreck the royal family. They've railed against privilege, but Prince Harry is too purblind to see that he is the biggest inheritor of privilege. The only reason anyone would listen to a complete loser and moaner like him is because he was born a prince, but he doesn't want to give up his own privilege. He doesn't renounce the titles. All he wants to do is drone on and on about how supposedly ill-treated he is. He's so hard done by, and so on. And that money he's got, that comes from the taxpayer, some of it, you know, the sovereign grant, about £80 million a year given to the monarch. Some of that dispersed to him when he's performing royal duties. The royal family's own fortune, some of that comes from slavery, the Royal African Company that Charles II had shares in, that James II was head of for a while, and some slaves were even branded DY, Duke of York, because that was King James II's title before he became king. So Harry has directly profited from slavery, but is not going to give back one penny to the descendants of the victims, because, of course, he's far too avaricious. Sacrifices, that's for other people to make, not for multimillionaires like him to make. It's for the working class to make. So they bang on about love and mercy and being nice, but actually they are appalling to their relatives. They're always backstabbing at them. And there he was saying he was frightened when his brother screamed and shouted at him. What do you think his brother was actually going to do? So obviously brothers clash sometimes, particularly when one of them is going on television to say every offensive thing he could possibly dream of. Anyway, so he's got, is it £80 million for betraying his family? I mean, it's sick. But he's so unlucky. He's so unhappy. I mean, shut up. If he wants privacy, he could just shut up, but he won't. Anyway, Meghan says that she was hard done by, that she only saw her father at weekends when she was a child. Although that actually, for if you're a child of divorced parents, it's actually quite a lot. Some parents, children don't see their parents that much. And she's saying that the Buckingham Palace somehow fed her to the wolves. Why? I mean, she was part of the royal family. It was bad for her image. It's bad for everybody's image. They're a team here. So, I mean, it's ridiculous, this paranoia, this persecution complex that she's got. Anyway, she was always trashing her father. And fair enough, he actually released some quite damaging things about her. But maybe that's vengeance. I'm not quite sure who started it. But remember, her own siblings cannot abide her. And that's actually very telling. The only one in her family is even speaking to her, it seems, is her mother. Anyway, so it seems that actually Meghan and Harry, they'd blanked Meghan's father because they found him to be excruciatingly embarrassing, but they're rather cold-hearted towards him. And what about mental health? You know, they're always banging on about people's mental health. What's it done to the mental health of their families that Meghan and Harry are constantly going on the media to insult and demean their royal families? And another thing is their documentary is impliedly said that everybody who voted Brexit was a racist. Wait a second, that's the majority of the British electorate. Well, I'm surprised they didn't run away earlier on. I mean, this really is preposterous. And of course, many of those who've cheered Meghan and Harry to the echo will have been Brexiteers. If 52% of the population is, at least some of the crowd which hailed them on their wedding day will have been Leave voters. No, there are problems in the United Kingdom, but it's certainly not a particularly racist country. And this problem exists everywhere. But, you know, Meghan and Harry, they're holier than thou. They're such Pharisees and so on. But it's preposterous to say that there's a serious racism problem in the United Kingdom. I wish there was no racism whatsoever. It might never entirely disappear, but I don't think it's severe. You know, put it this way, how often there are racist murders in the United Kingdom? I think very, very seldom. I would rather it was never at all. Anyway, so Meghan and Harry, they're all on the side of the victim, except when they are the ones who victimize others, you know. So Meghan and Harry, they will exploit their power and their wealth against people who are weaker and poorer than them, forcing their employees to sign non-disclosure agreements. Wow. Meghan and Harry's conduct must be absolutely disgraceful if they're impelled to do that. It's a strange stance for social justice warriors that they won't allow a victim to speak up. You know, how about the right to complain, the right to seek justice? No, not for their victims. And they've gone through an awful lot of stuff. There's been a very high turnover because they're so impossible to work for. But anyone who doesn't conform to their narrative has to be kicked out. So they demand sycophancy, and they surrounded themselves with their own groupies and cheerleaders, feeding their delusions and reinforcing their woke mania. Anyway, so Spare, that book is coming out on the 10th of January, and no, I shan't be reading it. I don't think I need to. I mean, its sheer predictability is dispiriting. I'm so unlucky. I'm so unhappy. I'm the biggest victim in the world. I've had it so bad. You know, my mental health has been damaged. The royal family are racist. They're evil. Anyone who doesn't agree with me is evil. There is no such thing as a fair criticism of me or Meghan. It's all racism, 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 misogyny, that we've never, ever done anything wrong. We never, ever have to apologize. You should feel so sorry for us. And we are just morally upstanding. We are superior. We're angelic. Our rectitude is really incomparable. So that's what's going to happen. And that's the coronation year of Charles III, and to which they're supposedly invited. If it's so unacceptable, just refuse to go and just renounce your titles ages ago. But, you know, they're going to milk it for all it's worth. They're going to exploit that, making £80 million from bad-mouthing your family. Wow, £80 million. An inconceivable sum for an ordinary person, and they'll give not one penny of it to good causes because they're that greedy and that shameless, whilst demanding an infinitude of adulation from their many woke fans. Anyway, so they are really are vile. They are just spoiled brats. They're sick, and the United Kingdom is better off shot of them. I do wish they would shut up. But I think there's really not very much more to say after this book. They will have said everything they could possibly can. So these two will not be missed. And a long period of silence on their behalf would be warmly appreciated. But I think reticence is not one of their virtues. Thank you so much for watching. So please donate to me, ideally $80 million, pounds, sorry, on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And yeah, you can subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.